Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever takes me as their food will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." Jesus once said, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces a great harvest. That harvest produces life-sustaining, life-giving bread. But only because a grain of wheat has died." Now, I made up a paraphrase of this saying of Jesus. Unless a grape falls into a vat and dies, it remains a single grape. But if it dies, it becomes wine. Now, Jesus is the seed that dies. Jesus is the grape that's crushed. When Jesus talked about his flesh and blood, he was pointing to the cross, the place where his flesh was broken, where his blood was spilled out. There on the cross, Jesus was the seed that died. On the cross, Jesus was the grape that was crushed. But Jesus is infinitely different from a physical grain of wheat or a grape. Raised from death, Jesus is alive. His broken flesh and his poured out blood were resurrected into living bread and living wine. Bread that is alive, wine that is alive. In his day, and to be honest, in our day as well, people question this teaching of Jesus by asking, we heard that question, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus never answered that question, how? Never answered it. Instead, he made a promise. When you take me as your food, you will live. When you eat living bread, when you drink living wine, when you believe in me, Jesus is saying, you will live forever. That's what matters. Don't think about how. Think about the promise of eternal life. That's what the flesh and blood of Jesus are all about. When we take Jesus as food for our souls, we absorb his teachings, his virtues, his character, his mind, his ways. When we consume Jesus as living bread, we absorb his attitudes of forgiveness, his attitudes to take care of those who are in need. When we consume Jesus, we assume his attitude of not being judgmental. We take his attitude of doing the right thing. When we consume Jesus and take him as our food, loving one another as he loved us becomes part of who we are. When we take Jesus as food, his life, his resurrected life abides in us. Last Sunday in my sermon at Faith Lutheran Church in Harbor Creek, I told them a silly thought I had while I was preparing the message. I actually went online to see if I could find a spray that smelled like fresh baked bread so that I could spray it during the sermon. There's nothing like the smell of fresh baked bread. I suggest today that whenever we smell fresh baked bread, we think of Jesus as living bread. The other day, a member of Faith sent me a photo of a room spray that she found online, the fragrance, fresh bread. She explained that on Friday, she was baking bread for worship, and as the smell of fresh baked bread was in her house, she thought about my sermon and went to look it up online, and she found it. And I wrote back to her, "I doubt the spray would be as pleasant." And she replied, "You're probably right. I don't think there's a real substitute for true fresh baked bread. But I know there's no substitute for Jesus, the living bread." Jesus was living bread when he showed up on earth in that little town of Bethlehem. The name of that town, Bethlehem, literally means house of bread. Jesus was living bread when he taught people, when he told his stories, his parables. Jesus was living bread when he healed people, when he forgave people. Jesus was living bread when he gave his life on the cross. And the risen Lord is living bread. The risen Lord is eternal, everlasting, forever living bread. Right now, in this place, Jesus is present. He is living bread for us. He is living wine for us. The aroma of Jesus as living bread isn't a physical smell, though I think fresh baked bread is pretty close. Truth is, Jesus is fresh baked spiritual living bread for our souls. Spiritual teacher Richard Rohr once wrote, "We cannot attain the presence of God because we're already totally in the presence of God." We've heard that for years. God is everywhere. But Richard Rohr then writes, "What is missing is awareness. As disciples, it's our job to become aware of the living bread that's always around us. There's living bread whenever we worship. There's living bread when we pray. Living bread comes to us in the form of loving, caring actions. There's living bread in nature, in music, in art. The souls of believers recognize and love the aroma of the living bread that is Jesus. I've been thinking about carrying around a spray bottle with the aroma fresh bread, carrying around with me all the time. And when I find myself being unkind or hurtful to others, I spray that to remind me of the words of Jesus: I am living bread. But whether we have a physical smell or not, Jesus shows up. And we need to train ourselves to become aware of when Jesus shows up and how he shows up. Jesus comes to us as living bread when we worry. Jesus comes to us as living bread when we're anxious, when we're hungry for the world to be the way it's supposed to be, according to God's will. Jesus comes to us as the living bread of hope. Jesus comes to us in all of our troubles. And we can train our souls to recognize the aroma of the living bread. One of the most profound teachings of St. Paul was that as disciples, as church, we are the body of Christ. In other words, we, as church, are the flesh and blood of Christ in the world. So the words of Jesus become our words: I am living bread. A couple weeks ago, I watched some videos of a young man standing next to a stool. He was holding up a sign that read, "Sit here if you feel like giving up." And when someone would sit on the stool, he would take out his guitar and he would sing a song. The song contained these words: "You might be close to the edge. Don't let go. Don't give up. Love will visit you." Watching those videos was very moving for me. And those he sang to were very grateful. One even promised not to give up. In another video, he held up a different sign: "Sit here if you feel empty." And when someone sat down, he'd sing a song about their soul filling up with love. I watched those videos over and over. And my translation of this man's ministry, I don't know if he considered it a ministry, but my translation was this: there is living bread for you. Whatever you're going through, there is life for you. This is our ministry as disciples, as the church. People are hungry. People are hungry physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually hungry. And as the body of Christ, we are to be living bread for others. So when we're kind to others, we're saying in Christ, "I am living bread." When we're compassionate to another, we're saying, "I am living bread." When we love those who are difficult to love, we're saying, I am living bread. When we genuinely say to someone, I'm sorry, we're living bread. When we forgive someone with the words, I forgive you, we are living bread. We're living bread when we participate in Project Dignity and the Overflow Shelter and in all the ministries of the church. We're living bread when we prepare worship or when we visit or send cards to those who are sick or those who are grieving. We're living bread when we pray for others. We're living bread when we say to another person simply, I'll pray for you. That's being living bread. All the good things that we do to others in the name of Christ become living bread for others. Jesus is living bread for us. We are living bread for others. Let us pray. Pray for those who hunger for physical bread and basic needs. Pray for those who hunger for love. Pray for those who are living on the edge. Pray for those who are crying out for freedom from war and oppression and violence. Pray that the fragrance of Jesus rise up in their souls as Jesus says to all these, I am living bread for you. Pray that the fragrance of fresh baked spiritual living bread rise up in the church, in our homes, in hospitals, in nursing homes, in places of work, in school, in our nation, in our whole world. Pray that the souls of people will recognize and love the fragrance of Jesus as he says, I am living bread for you. You are living bread. Together we are living bread.